Hi, I'm Maeve Marsden and you're listening to Queer Stories. This week, Lacey Jade Christie is a freelance writer and plus-size influencer. She's the Deputy State Director of Out for Australia, an organisation that seeks to support and mentor aspiring LGBTIQ professionals. She performed this story in Melbourne.
I am a lesbian. Just in case you couldn't tell from the septum piercing. I know, it's a shock. I mean, I don't look like a lesbian. I wear makeup and dresses, not today. And clearly I'm far too pretty to be a lesbian. At least that's what my mum told me. But nevertheless, I am. I think that each letter of our rainbow community shares common experiences that unite us as a community. For lesbians, it's Saturday morning trips to Bunnings, and running into multiple exes at the only lesbian night in town. Running into exes, it's not good for me, because it inevitably ends at me launching myself at some poor, unsuspecting bartender begging for tequila. But not too much tequila, because there's a very fine line between I can't stand the sight of you and has she always looked that good? Tequila has a lot to answer for. So on the premise that running into exes at an event is the epitome of lesbianism, let me tell you about the gayest night of my life. It was yesterday. And I was in the mood to celebrate with all of the other gays, knowing that only 39% of the population were scared that we were going to creep into their homes with a gay agenda and steal their children. I headed into the city, and on the way I picked up ex number one. Anna was 24. She was a baby soft butch, and we had only recently stopped sleeping together. Anna and I met at work. She was enthralled by all that I could teach her, both professionally and personally. And I, having just ended a 4-year relationship, welcomed the distraction. Mistake number one. Because inviting Anna ultimately ended in her cornering me on the dance floor 5 drunken hours later to tell me how much she liked me, and how much of a mistake I was making by calling things off. The urge to merge was so real. We met ex number two and some other friends, including one that I was secretly dating, in the city. Kate was 38, soft butch, and reminded me of Peter Pan because she had this childlike mentality that I just adored. She was also the biggest mistake of my life because on our second, was it third time around, resulted in breaking of our social circles and our hearts. My current flame was Nikki, 36, soft butch. Are you sensing a pattern yet? Nikki was a complicated soul with an endless emotional depth. She made me feel safe and protected, and I loved getting to peek behind the walls that she put up to protect herself from the world. These ladies were mistake number 2 and 3, because while I would spend most of my night dancing with Nikki, I left with Kate. Judge, it's fine. I have a type, but it's not the aesthetic of massive centre people that I find attractive. For me, it's what lies beneath. I love the sense of chivalry that butch women portray. I love that stronger masculine energy that they exude, but in the same breath, I love their vulnerable feminine side. I love it when we're together and society sees a butch and a femme, and they assume that we're conforming to gender stereotypes when that couldn't be further from the truth. Getting to see behind the masculine exterior of a soft butch woman and be embraced into her femininity is a beautiful gift. So, Anna, Kate, Nikki, and our little crew headed to the Space Hotel for the after party. And the bar was so packed that they wouldn't let us in. Luckily for us, I knew a woman on the inside. Claire was 30, and you guessed it, soft butch. But it was her glasses and her carefree nature that did me in. She's also an amazing friend because she's sitting in the audience tonight and has stuck with me through this shitstorm of an L-word episode. Claire and I had made out on the dance floor a few times, where I make all of my poor life choices. And 2 dates later, we would decide that friends was a better option. It was Claire who snuck us into the Star to the Space Hotel when security wasn't looking. Mistake number 4. Because once we were in the club, I basically ignored her for the rest of the night. I didn't say I was a good person. Anna, Kate, Nikki, Claire. The third and final ex was Paola, my ex-fiancé, all-round decent human being and soft butch. I fell in love with Paola because she was my knight in shining armour when I needed saving the most. She pulled me out of the depths of depression and embraced my antics and love of glitter. Paola showed me that there were decent human beings in the world at a time when I really didn't believe it. My world was spinning as the women in the room were making connections about how they knew me, which led me straight to the bar for mistake number 5, tequila. I was still sucking on the lemon when I found Paola standing to my right, and with a wave of her hand, she laughed, "This is a fucking mess." Ultimately, it was the minimum spend on the bar that undid me, because one shot turned into 2, turned into 4, and I headed towards the dance floor. Anna, Kate, Nikki, Claire, Paola. Look, so I danced. I danced until everyone left. First Claire, then Paola, Nikki. I put Anna in an Uber and I went home with Kate. I'd love to stand here and tell you that this night was a real turning point for me. That I got my life together, I got rid of the drama, and I lived happily ever after with someone not in the story. That would be so nice. But what actually happened was a little different. 3 drama-filled months later, I left the country to go travelling for a year, and it wasn't until I was sitting in the beach in Mykonos that I realised that on what was the gayest night of my life, I was not a Bette or a Helena. I was a Jenny. For those of you unfamiliar with lesbian pop culture, nobody wants to be a Jenny. Jenny is the fucking worst. Yes, day will go down in history, in my personal history, as one of the best and worst days of my life. Mistakes were made, life lessons were learned, and relationships were built and destroyed in the space of a few hours. I'm not proud of the person that I was, but I am proud of the lessons that I learned and the person that I am now. So here I am, 2 years later. I'm still gay, and I'm still running into exes at parties. But now I'm in my 30s and the drama is none too appealing, so I live by these 3 rules. 1, when going to queer events, always feel amazing. Just a friendly reminder to your ex that they couldn't handle all this jelly and you're still as hot as ever. Rule number 2, a chosen family is necessary for survival. My family has genuinely saved my life and I am forever grateful for them. And rule number 3, stay away from tequila. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast, rate and review it. Attention makes me strong and I'm slightly isolated from it at the moment. Share your favourite ones on socials and follow Queer Stories on Facebook, plus me, Maeve Marsden, on Twitter. If you enjoy Queer Stories, consider signing up to my Patreon. The link's in the podcast description.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.